609.
Authorize a contract with HDR Engineering, Inc. for professional services for the design of the Southeast Interceptor Rehabilitation, number E10030, for $1,727,430.
Trish.
Mayor, we set this over a week in order to be able to address a number of thoughtful questions that you raised about coordination between the work we're planning under this ordinance and work that is proposed in inner Southeast in conjunction with Portland-Milwaukee Light Rail and some other development. And Scott Gibson's here to give us a quick update on that process.
Good.
Thank you. Commissioner Fish, I think we're here to talk about 609. The item that we received questions on was 611.
Oh, right.
Got ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. Same team, different item. Right.
All right.
However, both of these projects are in the same location. And so the issues that were raised by the mayor last week about the prior project also apply to this project as well. So they're right on top of each other. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, Mr. Mayor. Did you get going? Wait for the slideshow to show up.
There we go.
Okay, great. Thank you. With me today is my project manager, Bill Owen. Next slide, please, Bill. The location of this project is underneath Southeast Grand, Southeast Division, and Southeast Powell Boulevards. It's in the Kearns, Buckman, and Hosford Abernathy neighborhoods. What we're talking about today is the Southeast Interceptor was built in 1954. It conveys combined sewage from all of Southeast Portland. It's monolithically concrete. It was poured in place. Diameters range between 66 and 74 inches, and the depth is between 25 and 53 feet. Based on our sewer inspections in 2006 and 2013, we found structural deterioration, including infiltration, cracks and rock pockets from the original construction that are now deteriorating. Also, during construction of the Portland-Milwaukee Light Rail, we found a sinkhole during the summer of 2013. It's a little difficult to pick up on that picture, but at the base of that retaining wall for the Portland-Milwaukee Light Rail, you'll see there's a sinkhole that was created by an earlier failure of this sewer, which was repaired under emergency contract. We're here today to request authorization for a PTE contract, and we followed the city's procurement processes. Two firms submitted proposals. The highest selected firm was the firm of HDR. The contract amount is $1,727,430. MWESB participation is roughly 25% of the total contract amount. And currently, we feel really good about our level of confidence in the design fee, but we're just getting started on the design, so we have a ways to go before we can give a firm, confident estimate on the final construction. It's budgeted at $14.3 million. Moving forward, we're going to get into our data collection. We're going to make an entry into the sewer, do our relevant inspections, come up with alternatives based on what we find during those field investigations. We'll move forward with a complete design and bid package, and we'll be back in 2016 to ask the council for approval of a construction contract. And that's what we have for you today. Any questions?
Extra credit if you can identify the person in this photograph.
I can't. This picture is of the Lentz trunk sewer. It was a similar rehabilitation we did in 2011 associated with the CSO program. It's a little hard to make out, but he's basically ground injection in the existing concrete sewer.
Thank you. Questions? And is there anyone signed up to testify on this item?
I didn't have a sign-up sheet.
Okay. Then this will roll over to second reading. I do want to